brings us to Joe Fisher now, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joseph, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Another trip to the swamp. Vanderbilt's defense, I thought, played pretty well. It was 13-0 at halftime. You at least kind of felt like the Commodores were still in the football game.
Well, I think it was one of those situations where, and we even talked to Bobby Johnson about it afterwards, you know, if you had told me that Tim Tebow was going to go 15 of 20 for 208, one touchdown, and he was going to get 64 yards on one pass late in the fourth quarter, and that he was going to rush for, 30 yards or 27 yards total on 16 carries, I think we would have taken that without batting an eye before the game ever started. The defense got pressure on him. They got clean hits on him, which rarely happens, sacked him four times. I think kept him uncomfortable and did a pretty good job of keeping him bottled up for the most part. It was just one of those situations where you kind of felt like, at least I did, the way Vanderbilt's offense was just struggling to get anything done. If Vanderbilt was going to win the game, they were probably going to have to get a big turnover, a defensive score, or maybe a kick return by Warren Norman to get really into the thing, and that never happened.
Yeah, Joe, the Vanderbilt offense, I believe, crossed midfield only twice and got inside the Gators 35 once. That's just not going to win you a game. You know, it's just one of those contests, where you kept waiting for an explosive play, and it really never happened.
No, it never happened. They had one really – well, actually, a couple of good drives. I thought it was interesting to take the ball at the start of the game, did Vanderbilt, and march downfield, make three straight first downs, and sort of flip the field position
They had three plays of over 10 yards on that drive, and I think the rest of the game they only had five.
I think that's right. And then the other thing that I thought was interesting going into that game, one of the stats that really jumped out at me was – Florida, on an 18-game winning streak, had gone three and out offensively 26 times over 18 games. And Vanderbilt's defense sent Florida three and out three times on Saturday. I thought that said a lot about how hard and how well they played.
My favorite player on Vanderbilt is Patrick Benoit, and I was listening to you guys on the radio right before the end of the first half. There was that sequence where he blew up a play, and then he sacked Tebow, and just some great individual efforts on defense. They were handed a short field for two of the Gators' three touchdowns, but. You can see with Vanderbilt, just looking big picture too, Joe, with the recruiting class they have coming in, they get a little more depth, they're going to be dangerous. But, on that Saturday, I really thought, as you and Kevin alluded to, that the defense really played admirably.
No, I don't think there's any question about it. It's, hold Florida, who is leading the conference in almost every category, under their averages in pretty much every stat. And as you said, the defense got put in tough situations because of, two miscues, the interception by McKenzie that set up a touchdown, and then the Brett Upson going down to a knee to take a low snap that set up another touchdown, gave Florida the ball at the 13-yard line. Defenses against even mediocre teams are going to have difficulty stopping, the opponent on a short field. Against an opponent like Florida, it's going to be almost impossible. So it was an interesting night because there was a big crowd of 90,000. They wanted to get excited, and really I thought Vanderbilt did a good job of sort of taking them out of the game early on. And it was 13-3, as you said, in the third quarter. You kind of sensed a little bit of a nervousness. It wasn't a party atmosphere. They were afraid maybe Florida had gone back to their ways a couple of weeks ago of struggling offensively, and they sensed if Vanderbilt could make one big play, it could get awfully interesting. And then when Florida scored after that to make it 20-3, and then again to make it 27, you could tell the crowd finally kind of relaxed a little bit. But I think the defense earned a lot of respect in that game.
It was wild to see all the flashbulbs going off, especially when Florida was in scoring position. You knew a lot of that had to do with, Tim Tebow and only having a couple of home games left to play in his career.
Well, let's face it, Tim Tebow's a rock star.
He is.
And there's no question about it. The flashbulbs going off, it was like the first pitch of a World Series. It was just an amazing thing. And then to see Tebow after the game, I think I alluded to it on the air, he sort of did his Cal Ripken impersonation, walking around the stadium, the lower bowl, shaking hands with the fans who wanted to come down and see him and get a look at him. But it's hard to argue with the man and his body of work and his success, and his attitude. He is just he is thought of really as a rock star there, no question.
Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Call in show tonight at 6:30.